Hi, this is Rebecca here, and today we'll be reviewing the book Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut. Today I have
Haley,
Bree,
and Uriah.
This is a story about World War II veteran Billy Pilgrim as he becomes unstuck in time. Because Pilgrim travels in time, the story is not told in chronological order. Haley, what are your thoughts about random structure helping the story?
I don't think that the random structure helped the story flow, but as you get to know Billy, the structure shows his disorderly thinking. And I think that's what helps you get to know him better as a character. What do you think, Uriah?
I think that the anachronology of the novel better displays the human perception of time, because we are not ever fully in the moment. We're always thinking about the past and the present and the future. And the only difference is that Billy Pilgrim is actually experiencing the different moments in time, and he's not thinking about them.
On to the next question. The various female roles in the novel have received various responses. Uriah, what do you think the role of the woman in the story is?
Well, the only woman in the novel who seems to have a personality is the one who suggests to the author that the name of the novel should be The Children's Crusade, and really her only emotions towards anything are disdain for the war and how it affected the younger populations. And all of the other women mentioned in the novel don't really have personalities. They're just itemized as sexual tools used for gratification for men. And for example, an excerpt from the book says, "She was a dull person, but a sensational invitation to make babies." This is referring to a woman in the novel who was very attractive, but had a very low IQ. And she was considered nothing more than property. So what do you think, Rebecca?
I have to agree with you, Uriah. Anytime we hear a woman, they are in a situation where they are sold and displayed. He talks about never truly loving his wife, and his right mind was more because he went to the same medical school. When we do hear a woman on the alien planet, it's them being displayed together in a zoo. It's never any true love between two different people. After every death in the story, Billy Pilgrim states, "So it goes." Bree, what are your thoughts on the purpose of this line, "after every death"?
I think in a way it almost equalizes every death, because from like a person that we only hear one line about to someone that we grew to know the whole novel, it always ends with that same line, "So it goes." And I think in a way, it sort of puts everyone on the same level and doesn't show priority. What do you think, Haley?
I think that it downplays death in a way because it's so repeated, like, "So it goes" after each death, so it doesn't really mean as much. Like, he doesn't really talk about the individual, he just minimizes the impact that death is supposed to have on a person.
The book being set in World War II, a little bit after, the story does have a little bit of historical context to it. Bree, how do you think this book correctly or incorrectly analyzes history?
I think that the book accurately depicts what survivors of war go through. You know, Pilgrim, he obviously had a lot of mental issues, and soldiers coming back from war often experience that sort of PTSD and anxiety. And he sort of uses his delusions as an escape from reality, and this is something that's often seen with people who come back from war. What's your take on this, Rebecca?
Actually, Bree, I disagree with you. We can't really escape history. Why would we ever want to rewrite our books? That doesn't teach us anything about how to improve our future. We use the history to learn from our mistakes and go forward. However, if this is just a representation of war being bad, how are we supposed to know that war is bad? We all do know that. What we need to learn is why it happens, what happens to people while we're there, what happens when they come home, what actually goes on in the interaction between people. And you get so distracted on the aliens and these strange women and just other weird stories that don't even exist or not even a part of the history at all, that how can we even represent history and learn from it from here?
That concludes our review for today. Thank you for listening.